This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Gerritsen Building Supply, our weekly in-depth look at the COVID-19 situation in Douglas County. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning.
We'll talk about yesterday's report and what some of the data showed for Douglas County.
Well, it shows that the number of cases of COVID are rapidly falling in Douglas County. You'll remember just a few weeks ago, we had over 1,000 cases in 1 week. And this last week, we had 257, which is still far too high, but a whole lot better than it was a month ago.
And how are we doing in comparison to other parts of Oregon right now?
We are just about the same as the rest of Oregon. We have about 34 cases per 100,000 per day, and the rest of Oregon about 27. So slightly higher, but pretty much the same.
And in the past week, it seems like a pretty large decline.
Yes, we've had a large decline both in cases and in hospitalizations. And that's not surprising because when we look at states in the East that had this before we did, they had a similar sharp rise and then sharp decline.
However, we've got a large number of deaths, some of those from the last week and some of those delayed death reports.
Right. So we are having really just a startling number of deaths. Almost all of the people who've died have been not up to date on their vaccines. So we're really encouraging people who've not been vaccinated to get vaccinated and for people who are vaccinated to get boosted.
And looking around, what are you hearing about new information related to COVID-19 as we continue on?
Well, the good news is there do not appear to be any nasty variants on the horizon. There's this BA2 that we're carefully following, but it doesn't seem to be much of an issue in the U.S. So if this plays out like it's playing out in the East Coast, we could get down to a very low number of cases.
And what kind of timeline are you estimating for that?
Well, it's always hard to predict the future, but I would think that we'll continue to see a decline in February. And then in March, we should continue to see a decline so that really by the end of March, we could be down to a very low level of cases.
Now, at the same time, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, even this morning, putting out information about guidance in terms of travel to some countries. It seems like some places are seeing an uptick. Why is that?
Well, some countries are seeing an uptick, probably because they're having Omicron. Certainly the places in Europe have very high amounts of disease. Australia is having a stubbornly high amount of disease. And then certain countries in South America and Africa are also having lots of disease.
Talk about the long-term impacts for some people from COVID-19. For some, it has been very mild, but I continue to talk with folks both locally and hear about people other places that while they recover, they still are having issues even a year later.
We're seeing a lot of that. So we're calling that either long-haul COVID or long COVID. And about 25% of people have significant symptoms 6 or 8 weeks after they're done with their acute infection. And in fact, we're seeing a lot of it in the pediatric clinic. We're seeing a lot of kids with extreme fatigue. Parents are telling us they're sleeping 16 or 20 hours a day. We're seeing a lot of kids with chest tightness or inability to exercise. Among adults, it's even worse, where people have either persistent loss of smell or taste, where they have persistent brain fog, or just the sense that they're just dragging on their day-to-day activities.
And obviously, given the status of this being a pandemic, it's a little hard to know what their future might be.
And it really is. We do note that in general, people had bad symptoms in the early part of 2020. It's now 2 years later that most of them have fully recovered. So the good news with long COVID is that most do fully recover, but it can take a very long time.
So here we are 2 years into this. How are the staff from the Douglas Public Health Network faring?
They're doing great. I've never worked with a better group of people. They're still excited about mopping this up and then moving to other public health issues when this goes away.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, anything else you should share this morning?
If you've not gotten your booster, please, please go ahead and get the booster.
All right, Dr. Bob, thanks for being on this morning.
All right, bye-bye.
8:34, Morning Conversation, a presentation at Gerritsen Building Supply.